You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is National Lutheran Schools Week. We are celebrating Lutheran schools this week by sharing stories of new Lutheran schools that have either recently opened or are opening in the near future. And I'm excited about this one. This one's not too far from here.
Yes.
Yeah. Excited to share the story. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University, Nebraska. You can learn more about Concordia University, Nebraska by visiting CU. Joining us today, Mr. Sam Ekman. He is principal of Christ the King Lutheran High School, serving Gasconade and Franklin counties here in Missouri. Mr. Ekman, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
We are excited to get to talk with you today and learn about Christ the King Lutheran High School enrolling for fall 2026, a new Lutheran high school in this community. Tell us about where the dream began for opening a Lutheran high school in this community.
As long as I've been living in the community, which is just over two decades, this has been, you know, kind of a dream, because a lot of our school families send their students to a Lutheran education K-8, and then they don't really have a high school Lutheran option out here. So this has been kind of a long dream coming, and my gracious donor, Mr. Don Koppelman, he was able to help kickstart the efforts to bring Lutheran education to Franklin County at the high school level. Really blessed to that. And then I came on board in May, officially started in August. And so we've been hitting the ground running, trying to get everything situated. But it's just been a wonderful thing, a dream in the community to have the opportunity to have a secondary Lutheran education here. So, yeah.
Describe the community. I know we're saying Gasconade, Franklin counties. Describe the communities there, the communities that this high school will be able to serve.
Yeah, we're looking at the areas of New Haven and Washington, Beaufort, Leslie, Union, Sullivan, Herman, perhaps even any other small towns in between there. Really excited. We're opening up in August, and we're going to be excited to welcome kids from all across the region here. So it's just really one of those things. We're excited to get it going.
Describe the need for a Lutheran high school like this in the Washington area.
Yeah, well, one of the things I think is high school is a very formative period with students, and they're starting to make decisions about identity and vocation and their worldviews. And so this would be a place that we could create it that is centered around Christ and academics and relationships. And, you know, that's important in these crucial years. And so that's kind of the event, the driving force behind it is to give these students, you know, that Lutheran high school option. You know, and they could continue to grow in their like college prep instruction. They can grow in word and sacrament. Parents won't have to make a decision between academic excellence and biblical truth. You know, we're going to be teaching rigorous academics, but we're also going to be integrating Lutheran confessions and worldviews and things of that nature. So that's kind of one of the things that we're going to make very important to us. And we're in the process of laying a strong foundation so that this school will be sustainable and be here for future, for here to come.
So I know that this has certainly been a need for a long time to have a Lutheran high school option in your community, and also a dream as well for you and members of your congregation and surrounding congregations as well that have, you know, options for K-8 education, Lutheran education, a dream to see a Lutheran high school become a reality. Where are you in that process right now? What is, in terms of figuring out facilities and things like that, and just figuring out what all your plans for this fall, where are you in that? How would you describe where you're sitting these days?
Let me back up and tell you a little bit about, I've been in the classroom for the past 20 years teaching seventh grade homeroom and history and a bunch of other things and doing some administration on the side. And so this is, you know, a new experience for me, but, you know, I look at it almost like I'm starting a business. And so I've been working on the planning with that. And so we started out with just, you know, financial planning. We're looking at how to make it sustainable, trying to allocate resources. We have a wonderful facility out at Ebenezer in Port Hudson. We have some classroom space. I think they have 40 plus acres. So we're really able to utilize outdoor learning opportunities. And right now, you know, I've got some work days scheduled. We've been doing things on social media. That has been one of the big things that we've been pushing and getting our name and promoting brand and getting it out there so that people can learn about Christ the King. And then we're working behind the scenes so that we can go launch with our school information system early in February and begin the official application and enrollment process. And I've got work days. We've had a lot of things to assemble. I've got lockers and water fountain. I've got bookshelves. And so we've got a lot of storage that we're trying to move. Lutheran High St. Charles has been very gracious to us. That administration, they've been giving us a good tip. So has Calvary Lutheran in Jefferson City. So shout out to them. We appreciate it because it's one of those things we're all in this together. And it's been really, really neat to see God's hand at work in all that we're doing here. And he is definitely at work in this.
Tell us about the people that are involved in making this a reality. I'm assuming you're not working on your own by yourself to do work.
One of the things is I've learned to work with different generation groups. It's been giving me that opportunity to work with some of the wiser and skilled Lutherans that have a lot of experience in building and construction and planning. But then it's also nice to work with the young and upcoming. They've got a lot of energy and they've got new ways to do things and new methodologies. And so I'm just kind of just soaking it all in and just trying to learn and then make decisions based off what I've learned in the past. That's what would be best serve the school and what we could do to make it a reality.
Now, you said you've been in the classroom for 20 years teaching. What have you learned about education, about the importance of teaching, all of those things? What have you learned about your field as you've been in this new venture to start this school?
I've learned that you can never be, that's a tough question right now, but I just think that education has changed tremendously because of technology and innovation. I think when I started a seventh and eighth grader, the maturity level was different than a seventh and eighth grader 20 years later. Believe it or not, I think they're more immature. And so that's maybe one of the reasons why I got pulled to go into high school, because I think that's more of a formative time for our young people. And so if we can, you know, kind of encourage them and then even promote the possibility of future church work, because that's something that we need in the Synod. And so this would be a wonderful opportunity to try and shape and mold those young people. But I'm actually starting at the fourth and fifth grade level, because that's where it starts. You got to start that formation there. And so I've got a lot of students I'm trying to think about, and already at that level, think about coming to Christ the King and doing that. And so it's just one of those things we've been talking about it and praying about it and wishing for. And then finally, the Lord has opened up these opportunities for us. And daily, I'm opening up new emails and finding new things of things that are being provided for me. I'm no longer, it's a mindset. I used to go through this idea of we're working with scarcity of resources, when no, actually not. We have a God that is abundantly providing for us, and we should just ask for his guidance and direction, and people will step up. And I've been learning that and walking by faith. That's what I've been doing since August. And I've been amazed every single day how he provides and guides us at what we're doing here.
Now, I understand you are enrolling for fall 2026. So this coming fall, you're already enrolling for students for the new school year. What do you anticipate this inaugural class student experience being like? What will these students get to do in their first year, the inaugural year of Christ the King Lutheran High School?
Oh, it's going to be awesome. We're looking forward to giving the students some direction on obviously the core subjects. I'm working on the process of hiring staff, but we're really going to be focusing on maybe some of the natural world and agriculture and sustaining life. And that is a strong farming community out there. And so I'm looking forward to maybe working with the land and doing something there, and then using some of the life skills that you would learn there daily and applying them into their life, and maybe learning vocations. You know, just kind of one of the things I want to do is make sure that the young people learn that it's not just about school and academics, but, you know, we also have a calling from God, and we could serve our community through our various vocations. And, you know, some of these vocations we might learn, such as food preservation, meat and soil science, or outdoor we've got a lake out there, so we could do some biology and things of that nature. I'm excited about doing maybe some hope. The possibilities are endless, but right now I'm focusing on hiring teachers, because teachers are very important. And so I'm putting a lot of emphasis on that. But the students, when they get here, they're going to have the opportunity to drive and direct this right away. And what a wonderful opportunity to come to a high school and then, you know, 20 years from now, say that, hey, we had a hand in laying the foundation for this. That's something that's pretty unique, an opportunity. And that's how I find myself. Not many times do you get to have this opportunity to start a brand new Lutheran high school.
What are you looking forward to? This sounds so exciting. I kind of want to go back to high school just so yeah. I can do some of these things.
I'm just looking forward to connecting people that I know and seeing their relationships grow. You know, I've been able to go to different congregations within the Washington Circuit and meet their members. And then I'm able to introduce them to people that I know. And then just to see those relationships develop and how we're all serving and doing it for the kingdom. It's not just for the school families. It's just not for the students. This is for everybody here. The Christian High School, Lutheran High School is going to hopefully reach out to the unchurched and the de-church, you know, and get them back in here. And I think that's one of the things that we could try to provide there. And so I'm just thankful to be in this opportunity and just continue to pray for us as we move forward with it. I appreciate it. And I feel that we feel the prayers. We feel the prayer from everybody.
There are opportunities for families to learn more about enrolling at Christ the King.
Yes. Please check us out on social media. That's one of the things that we've been working on. We got a Facebook page. You can go to the school website, ctklhs.com. And you can find out information there. We've got a monthly newsletter called The Lion's Roar. Please subscribe to that to get monthly updates. We also have some other video things about there, and you can learn more about the school and contact information, but look for live links so that we can begin the application enrollment process at the beginning of mid-February, probably.
We'll share those links in our program notes today as well. Our guest, Mr. Sam Ekman, Principal, Christ the King Lutheran High School, serving Gasconade in Franklin Counties, Missouri. Thank you so much, Sam, for being our guest today on the Coffee Hour.
Thank you. Great to be here. God bless.
You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Are you looking to gain practical insights and spiritual encouragement in a format that fits your life? Discover the treasures of Christ-centered learning with Concordia University, Nebraska. Utilizing an online, self-paced learning platform, Concordia Nebraska's new Studia Vitae program will offer a non-credit continuing education courses featuring lifelong learning opportunities in a variety of focused areas. Courses begin in January 2026 and registration opens soon. Learn more at cune.edu/CEU. That's cune.edu/CEU.